G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 22nd of April. And look, Paul Gallen won his fight.
Yeah.
Did he? 115 seconds of it.
That was quick.
So what we looked at this morning.
We thought we'd ask you what you started later in life.
Yeah, also our NRL tipping superstar for round 7 of the NRL. And there was an incident yesterday at the gym.
What happened?
Got my phone stuck.
Oh, yeah, right.
Can I apologise to two girls at the gym
and
Greg Wasson, the personal trainer? You know, from Alpha Strength and Fitness, hey, Wasso?
You are Captain Calamity.
You know, ever since I started with you, I've become a klutz or more klutzy.
Ever since? And you're blaming
truly, me. I'm blaming you because
now
I was on.
Like my wife.
If you haven't, like at the gym, if you don't go to the gym, they have these stairs, right, and they rotate. The greatest form of cardiovascular ever.
Yeah.
And you get on the stairs and you put them at different levels. You know, you can get start at 1, you can go up to 20, go, right. I think, higher. And, you know, you can listen to music and watch the TV on the screens and you just pump away.
So you're at the gym working away on your stepper?
Yeah, anyway. And so I wanted to change a song because I was listening on my phone with my headphones. And what happened? I went to turn and then my phone was pulled away and then it hit the stairs but then went down between the side of the stairs – like where the stairs are and the side of the stepper, right? So it went down into the stepping machine.
What, like when you lose a phone behind the seat of your car?
Exactly. So it went down and went, oh, man, turn the sweater on my top. I went, oh.
That would be annoying, I must say.
Yeah, so I
turned
it off.
So you went down, you got it.
No, I turned it off. And then so what I did, I thought it surely must have just gone down through the cracks and underneath the machine.
Yeah.
So then I turned off the machine and I lifted it up and there was no phone. I went, oh, no. And then you look under these pieces of equipment and they've got all these different guards and everything's very secure because, you know, protect because it's all
Well, you drop your phone around Narara, they're quick.
Oh, no. Well, this, we're at West Gosford this time at the gym there. And anyway, so I called the two girls over and then so they came over. I said, I can't find my phone and it's gone in one of these compartments. So one of the girls, then she had to fish around. She said, I can't, in this other compartment, I can't find it. And then Greg Wasson is just shaking his head in disbelief. So I've got the machine hanging up.
So you've got, how many people are helping you find your phone?
Three now.
Oh, man.
With Wasso looking on up the other end of the gym. And then anyway, I said, can you ring it? Because I thought that's where we can identify where the phone is.
Yeah.
So one of the other girls then just rang the phone. We heard the ring, 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 ring.
From inside the machine.
And inside. And then it was stuck in this compartment, which was very hard to get to. And I finally retrieved the phone.
Did you have to break it a machine open?
No. I just held it up in the air, turned off and everything. And the girls just fished around. It was down in this crevice. And
there you are. Oh, I've got it. Hurry up. You know, when you're lifting something and you got someone trying to grab it under the sofa. Come on, I can't lift it much longer.
And we finally retrieved it. And so I text Greg last night. I said, at least I found my phone. He said... He texted me back. He said, mate, I've never seen that one done before. You are one of a kind. Oh, I can only imagine how proud your wife is to call for her to call you her husband. And he said, as soon as you said your phone was stuck, I wasn't coming anywhere near that to get involved in the rescue mission. And thank you, Greg, for not helping.
Yeah, dog.
And I tell you.
What a donkey.
Because, you know, the last time my phone went down between the seat of the car, I went, oh, and I couldn't get it. So what I did, I moved, you know, how you got your seats that go forward and back, you know, electronically, you know, by the, you know, anyway. And then what I did that, I went, and then I heard crack, 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 crack. I went, oh, no.
You crushed it.
Crashed the bloody phone on the front of the phone by the seat on there. Oh, look, and I thought this was going to happen, but luckily the phone's been retrieved. I was able to take calls and I feel much better, much happier for it.
But you're still an idiot.
With
you reckon Paul Gallen's little fight last night was quick? Why don't I jump over this desk?
It is 8:09. Yeah, did you pay the 60, was it 60 bucks for pay-per-view to see Paul Gallen, former NRL star, taking on Lucas Brown? Dave Brown's second distant cousin from works here at Triple M, Lucas Brown.
A lot of people would have paid just because they would have thought that Paul Gallen was going to get his lunch served to him.
Wow, they thought that,
because ex world champion.
Yeah, it was done in 115 seconds. Let's have a listen to the closing stages, thanks to KO and Fox.
Oh, is it all Sorkin Gallen? Paul
Come on, girl.
For the second time in this opening round.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to get up.
This is unbelievable.
He can. And it's over. It is over. This footy player is a world-class fighter. Paul Gallen with the first round stoppage victory against the former heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah. Unbelievable, unless you knew what was going to happen.
You know. Don't be so facetious.
I'm just saying.
Don't you be so facetious. Gal's now on track for a mega $2 million bout against Australian heavyweight champion Justice Ooney, which he did. He upset
Lucas
Brown.
Wonder what the odds were on a first-round knockout.
I don't know. If you got that on Sportsbet, give us a call, 133353. But Gal, after his football career was over, and he turned to boxing. And this morning we're looking at what have you turned to later in life.
I've always questioned whether, you know, these league players that go to boxing are doing it just for the fitness for the game, whether it's a bit of a show off thing or whether they're actually deadly serious. But it looks like
Gal
is serious.
I wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of those, but I think
we've been talking this morning, we might be.
Yeah, come on. Oh, why don't we get those novelty gloves, you and me, and just go for about one round? Why don't we go for 115 seconds?
115 seconds.
You and me. So that's 1 minute, 15 seconds. And if you hit me, pal, there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And we'll do it in the field. Middle of the field at Wink Mingara, so there's plenty of room to run. Hey, Mark from Springfield.
How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Mate, not too bad. Just on my way to work in Sydney.
Bit chilly this morning, Marky.
Yeah, mate, I got the hoodie on looking like a gangster at 55.
Handsome gangster, though.
That's funny. What are you calling about, mate?
Mate, I'd play footy when I was 41. I'd get in and fight Gallen for free.
Would you?
I don't think he hits that hard. No, they were just handbag hits last night.
Mate, did you play for the fight?
Yeah.
No, mate, I actually was going to go down the alley, but I thought, you know what? And then I just had a look on the phone. It was over in a minute.
Yeah, minute 15.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Quicker than Rob Palmer on a Saturday night.
mate, we could raise some money for the Children's Cancer Fund. I'll fight both of you boys at once in a ring.
With one hand tied behind your back.
And I think it takes one jab to put Rob down. He's been whinging all week, so he's finished.
Yeah, I'm done, mate. I'm done. I'm done just thinking about it. I'd pay to last a minute and 12.
Mark wants to fight us both. Oh, look, I'll come from behind, though. I'll be behind. I'll give you the
used
dog
to
shot.
That, aren't you?
Yeah.
I got a Gucci bag with your name on it, Paddy. Whack.
Thank you, Mark.
Good on you, Mark.
Bye, buddy. Bye.
Hello, Judith from the entrance.
Hello, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you, Judith. What about yourself?
Paddy, you're a bit big, mate.
Oh, I know. I've just realised. Paul Gallen,
yeah,
150.
Let Judith explain, Paddy.
No. You stuffed up, mate. It's 60 seconds in a minute.
Because Gallen did Lucas Brown in 115 seconds, and I said 1 minute 15 seconds, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah.
1 minute 55 seconds, champion.
Yeah, I know. Oh, look, generally I'm on top of that.
Maybe change. Brainwaves more often like you should.
Judith, I was going to let that slip through to the keeper, but as soon as how you picked it up, we'll run with it.
And I've got a career change that tops everybody else.
Okay.
Oh, please.
What were you doing later in life? What did you change to?
What was I doing? I was a food service assistant at Gosford Hospital for 20 years, and I loved it. The tea lady, take around the meals and everything, and I absolutely loved it. And I was going to work until I was 70, but at 65, a dear little child came into my life that needed fostering. And I'm doing that, and I've had her with me now for 2 years. And I reckon I should earn $2 million because trying to get her to bed at night it takes much longer than 1 minute 15 seconds, or
1 minute 55.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot longer. Oh, that's all one right. Heck of a career change, Judith.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Tipping Superstar.
Our tipping superstar this morning is Reece Mueller.
Yep.
But his mum is Jade. G'day, Jade.
Hi, Jade.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you going?
Yeah, we're doing well, thanks.
Now, Reece's a little bit of a legend, apparently, huh?
Yeah, slightly.
He's a sports analyst.
Yeah, well, I'd like him to go that way, but you know what happens when parents want to drive their kids in a direction, they go the opposite. So yeah. We'll see.
Fair enough. He might end up being a doctor. Who knows?
Now, Jade, is Reef there?
Yeah, he is. I'll put him on.
Thanks for that, Jade.
Hello.
Hey, champion. How are you, mate?
Reefy.
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, I believe that you can recall games, players, teams week in, week out.
Yeah.
Oh,
really,
right.
That's okay. Outstanding. Paddy wants to clear some things up, I think.
Yeah, one question. Who won between the Broncos and Penrith last week?
Penrith.
Boom!
Mate, the thing is, Reef, we could say who won between the Broncos and anyone over the last 12 months, and the answer would be obvious.
All right. Hey, Reef, do you love the game that much, mate?
Yeah, I really love the game.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Do you play?
Yeah, I play.
Okay, who for?
Kincumber Colts.
Okay.
Kincumber Colts.
Shout out to my coach, Jamie.
G'day, Jamie. How are you, mate?
Now, he's good.
He's a good coach?
Yeah, he's great.
Good stuff. Now, have you started? You guys have started playing, haven't you?
No, we stopped playing 2 weeks, but I played a few trial games.
Yeah. You smashed the other teams?
They're trials.
Yeah, we've done well against them, yeah.
Good boy. Good boy, mate. Well, listen, here we go. If you can tip 8 out of 8 for round 7, we are going to give you a Triple M merch pack. Well, you won that anyway, but if you get 8 out of 8, we're going to give you $250, mate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good money.
Too
good
right.
Money. All right. Tonight's match, Rob, first one.
Who's your favourite team in the NRL?
Manly.
Oh,
stop it.
You're killing me. You are killing me.
Mate, Manly are on their way back. They're on their way back.
Okay, all right.
Okay, right. Now, here we go. Thursday, that's tonight. Panthers and Knights.
Oh, yeah, definitely the Panthers. They've had such a good run so far this season, like they did last year.
They're on.
So I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay, yep. Panthers.
Good
all
work.
Right.
I like this. This is professional.
Titans v. the Rabbits. Reefy?
Titans, they've done well, but not too well to go against the Rabbitohs. Yep. So. Yeah, pick the Rabbitohs.
Rabbitohs for that.
Picking
one.
The Rabbitohs, okay. And then here we go. Eels versus the Broncos.
I mean, Broncos have done way better than last year.
Yep.
Coming from 16th to 14th, but I still think the Eels are going to pull it off.
Okay.
You did that.
Okay.
You did that beautifully, Reece. That was very gentle.
Don't listen to the crowd, Reece. Yeah. Do not listen to that crowd. Okay. The Sharkies v. the Bulldogs. Which way, mate?
Oh, Bulldogs haven't done well.
No.
I reckon the Sharkies have done super well this season.
Sharkies.
All right, okay. Sharkies. It's nice the way that you say the losing team first and say how that they've done well, but. All right, now, Cowboys versus the Raiders.
Oh, man, the Raiders definitely.
All right.
Cowboys not too strong.
Yeah.
But the Raiders would definitely pull it off.
All right. So go the Raiders. On Sunday, the lowly rated Manly, ooh, who you go for, hey, taking on the West Tigers. Reefy, which way?
Manly, Tommy's back.
Tommy's back.
You've upset the crowd again, Reef.
Okay. Yeah, man, Tommy's back for Manly. They're going to have another smashing against Tigers.
All right. Okay, wow. Watch your hamstring,
you
Tommy.
You
watch your
just,
hamstring.
Might have talked me around there. Okay, last game. Is it?
Second
last game. Roosters versus the Dragons.
Dragons have done really, really, really well coming back from last year.
Yep.
But the Roosters are just
on fire,
not
mate.
Dominating the competition and,
all right, mate. Well, let's get into the Roosters' final game. Melbourne Storm against the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors. Sunday, 6:15. Which way do you go, buddy?
Storm!
Oh, you've upset the damn crowd again, Mate, if you get 8 out of 8, buddy, we're going to give you $250. You got the Triple M merch back. You're a good lad, mate. Thanks very much for tipping today, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Yeah, good man.
What a fine what young a man good he kid. Is.
Yeah. Mate, I can't bring myself to watch it.
I went home, I said to the kids, who wants to watch Lego Masters? And they've gone, me, yes!
You know, did you know MasterChef's back on as well? I had no idea until I watched Gogglebox last night.
I haven't switched on to Channel 10.
And what's
I've been
another
busy,
thing?
I've been busy with Dancing with the Stars All
Is
Stars.
Is that grand final coming up?
Grand finals on
Already?
Sunday. Manu's in it.
Good on you, Manu.
I went to bed before the elimination. I thought, Manu's gone. He's
Can
gone.
We get on to the grand final? So are they, is that the last show on
the
Sunday?
The last one,
show?
Sunday night.
So Chappelle Corby was used by that show just so people could watch it. That's the only reason they got her on. No other reason.
I didn't watch it for Chappelle.
No, but
I was disappointed I had to watch it.
No, but I bet they used that so people talked about it. That's the reason why Seven did that. But getting back, so well, Lego Masters. Now, we spoke to the Brick Man on Monday, it was.
We did speak to Brick Man. He said he was going to get it together this year. And he said it was hard. Oh. He did say it was hard to evict people. But you know what? I found before we started watching Lego Masters, I sat down with the kids. They're all excited. We'd had dinner. They had a little bowl of ice cream that they have. We felt like, you know, they were allowed to sit on the couch and eat it because they don't spill things on the couch like you do all over the radio station. But then my wife, Gwen, has gone and got a box of Lego from the playroom that hasn't been touched in about 2 years, dumped it on the coffee table in front of us and said, build something while you watch it. We went, no, that's not how this works. I'm not here to build Lego. I'm here to watch people build Lego. She didn't understand.
I did see part of it. They are creative, aren't they?
They're very creative. Yeah. Not as good as last season's creative
ones. You
don't
reckon?
No.
Yeah.
But still very creative. But creative enough that one of them brought Brickman to tears when...
You can't cry when you're telling someone in Lego Masters they're going.
But it wasn't the going. Well, these two boys built a wolf, and the wolf looked so beautiful. It was peering through the snow. And Brickman said, you have created art. That is art. Art with
Come
Lego.
On. You cannot cry.
And then the two blokes who he said you created art, they started crying.
Then
I thought, there's no way he's not going to cry at the eviction. And sure enough, Brickman didn't let us down.
Let's have a listen when Brickman had to send someone home.
I do have to send one team home.
Okay. Yeah.
And that team, unfortunately, is Atlanta and Jeff.
Oh, big man.
Again, did they cry?
Yeah.
It's hard being the first ones eliminated. With him saying that, like, I'm happy we're the first ones due to the fact that there are so many.
She's crying.
The idea was perfect. Crying. It really was. It does belong in a snow globe. It just came down to execution.
There does have to be a first, but by no means does that mean you were anything but awesome builders on the show and awesome to have as a part of the show. So we will miss you guys and thank you for what you've done on the show.
Thank you.
It's Lego!
It's Lego!
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?